We're back at this What's Working in Washington, talking about consumer debt. I'm here with Bruce McLary and Rebecca Steele, both from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling, and Richard Levick, founder and CEO of Levick. We set the table very well for talking about the problem. I know a lot of our listeners are now paying close attention because they're thinking, oh my God, that's me. Richard and Rebecca, let's help our listeners. Let's give them some guidance for how to cut through the noise and actually get the help or get a plan so they can deal with this challenge.
Yeah, I think one of the first things we really want to talk about is taking that first step. It's really important not to be afraid to take the first step and understand where to go for that. So maybe, Richard, I'll ask you around the psyche of the consumer and what they need to do to get past the fear of taking that first step. What do you think?
Well, you know, first of all, we talk about shame, and then we move past it as if the word, simply mentioning the word, is enough to understand its power. It's sort of like describing to a Martian what love is by simply giving them the dictionary definition. It's great power. You talked earlier in the episode today about what happens during the holidays, people taking on about $1,300 on average in additional debt. Why? Because everywhere you turn is buy, buy, buy. The kids come home and they want something and you want to show your love. So this shame cycle is inculcated in everything that we do. But then when it happens to you personally, you don't see yourself as someone in debt. I can work my way out of this. It takes a long time to understand that you need help. And the fear is when you're there, it's sleeplessness because it's not just, well, how am I going to pay this credit card? When the dishwasher breaks or a flat tire, it is a life-altering experience. And someone who has never carried debt, never been in that downward cycle, has no idea the kind of emotional pressure that that puts on. So when you have that, then you're inundated with these commercials which say, you know, the predatory lenders, and you think, oh, here's the easy 800 solution. And that's the exact opposite direction you need to go.
Well, I think in terms also, you talked about the shame of debt. One of the things that drives people into the hands of these predatory lenders is the fact that they don't want to go to a lender that's going to give them a rejection, or they don't want the possibility of rejection. So they go where there's the easy yes. And they see that in these predatory lenders. Don't worry about your credit score. Don't worry about your income. Come to us. We'll give you the loan and we'll make it fit your budget.
So it sounds to me, first of all, we should acknowledge that the best way not to get yourself over your skis with respect to debt is to treat debt as any spending. And the hard fact is, if you don't have enough money, you may not have enough money and that stinks, but borrowing doesn't mean you have more money. Borrowing just means that you hope to have more money in the future. So there's an educational aspect to this as well. But once the horse has left the barn, you're in the situation, got to get over the shame. It sounds almost like an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic. I have an addiction, but I've acknowledged the problem.
John, we're going to do a separate
show
on that later.
Yeah, well, no, so. We will never do that show. I'll do that on your podcast so right. Everybody's listening. But more to the point, when I've reached that moment, how do I not fall into this trap? Do I go to the National Foundation for Credit Counseling website or their approved providers? I mean, how do I make sure that I've got somebody help me work this problem so that I can make my situation better, not worse?
I think, well, visiting the NFCC website is a great start. People that go to nfcc.org, they can find a counselor who can talk to them, who can work through the situation in a way that's not judgmental. They're not going to be further shamed about their debt. They're going to learn more about their present situation, and they're going to realize that there might be options that they hadn't considered. It's like being in the fog of war. There's the shame, but there's also all the stress and the fear that comes with carrying certain debt loads.
So what's the indicia of a provider that I can trust? What am I looking for? Somebody who I can trust to help me. What are they going to do for me that's going to signal that they're not taking advantage of me?
Well, they're going to give you financial advice before dipping into your pocket is one thing. They're going to sit down with you. They're going to conduct a thorough review of your budget. They're going to ask you questions. They're going to give you advice that you can for things that you can do on your own.
And there are red flags, too. So let's not forget those. The red flags would include asking for money up front.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That should not happen. Asking for them to stop making payments altogether.
Yeah.
That should not happen. Also, making sure that that's not a high-pressure sales piece. You want to be able to think about what the options are. You want to be able to talk to someone who's willing to take the time with you. You want to have some options around how to put a budget together. Those things take time and patience. So don't rush.
The key, I think, underpinning this is that there are people, there are groups that are not for profits that exist in this country where people will take the time to help individuals without reaching into their pocket or trying to sell them something. And that's
right.
What we're really getting at. If you don't have an accountant or an uncle or somebody who is financially adept, you can find an objective person if you use the internet properly and are careful about these red flags.
Yeah, that's what nonprofit credit counseling is all about. And just as Rebecca mentioned, you definitely want to stay away from the ones that are going to be asking you for fees up front and promising things that necessarily don't that you can't do, that they can't successfully do for you on your behalf, that leave you in a worse situation. But the main thing is just to be getting advice from a nonprofit credit counseling agency. It just means that you're getting an action plan that fits your unique situation, that you've spent time with a financial professional who's not looking out for their own interests, but they're advocating on your behalf. And it gives you a safe space to talk about your debt without the cloud of shame. It gives you a safe space to identify solutions, and it gives you a pathway out of debt that is realistic based on your capability and your capacity to complete a particular option.
And by the way, in addition to that, I think it's really important that credit counselors are free. So somebody's already in a bad shape with their debt. They need to talk to someone that will be patient and then will not charge them for that upfront and really set them on a pathway to success. And the other thing to keep in mind is success is sort of like a New Year's resolution. You have to stick to it. Mm-hmm. You can't take it, just for January. This takes months and months to get out of debt, and you have to be patient and have someone there along beside you to help you with that stress.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of these programs that are offered by the debt settlement companies, they're only things that are short-term solutions if they even work. And the difference there is that you find a person who goes to a debt settlement company, they may end up back in the exact same circumstances after they go through that, because what was missing from that was the financial education piece, was the counseling piece, was the advocacy to help ensure that the person is better prepared to avoid falling into circumstances like that again in the future.
The key here is that taking on large and large amounts of consumer debt is not a story that ends well, because the bankruptcy laws aren't structured to allow you to walk away. The financial system and credit reporting is not designed to allow you to walk away. So if you take on this debt, at some point you have to manage it down. Otherwise, you're penalized society. Richard, I know you've been edging towards the microphone for a little while now.
Well, probably since the 60s. But, a couple of thoughts here. One, Rebecca said something so critically important, which is when you need help, you shouldn't be charged for it. And the NFCC is there and its chapters all over the country locally to help you. And they really are a godsend, if you'll forgive it. It's the Church of the Financial Redeemer, because they're available to help. And you should be able to find someone, whether it's the NFCC or someone else, who's not making money off of your situation. The question I have for the folks from the NFCC is, what should the banks be doing to help, or what can they do? The banks want to give credit cards. They want people to pay over time. They don't want the predatory counselors involved because it doesn't end well for their customers and it costs them more. So what can the banks be doing to help you and help their customers?
Well, that's a great question and something that we think about every single day, because the banks need to be partners with the NFCC. We have, since 1951, worked closely with the banks. But there's an important point here that we're not working for the banks. We are working for consumers, helping them get out of debt, being advocates for them. But the banks have a critical position here where we need their cooperation. We need their insight, their intellect, their help, and their pushing toward producing ways that consumers can get out of debt when there are life events or when they're struggling with those payments. And I will tell you, lots of banks are working with us. So if you're a consumer and you're in debt, you should not be afraid to call the NFCC or go online and email us. We'll get right back to you immediately, because we are going to work with your bank to make sure that you get taken care of. Bruce, anything else on that?
Yeah, no, I think you said it exactly the way it is. I mean, I think the banks are already taking a leadership position in many ways to support NFCC. There's much more work to be done, and I think there's a lot of room for the banks to come along in that journey and helping protect consumers to find safer solutions for them to get out of debt.
The important point for all of us listening and here in the studio today is that debt is something that can be a great tool, but can also be a great challenge. It could also be your undoing. It's a tool that should be used carefully. And the good news is there are rules for helping you manage if you have gotten over your head and take advantage of the resources like the National Foundation for Credit Counseling to solve these problems. It's great having you on the studio today. This is an important issue. Richard Levick, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Bruce McCleary, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And Rebecca Steele, your colleague from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. It's great to have you as well.
Great. Thank you.